Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi there. My name is Casey Ryback, and I'm calling from Airlines Customer Care Division. I was looking to speak with a Diane.
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you today?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Sure. Can I ask you what this is regarding, please?
No, you can't.
Excuse me?
I'm just kidding. Yes, of course you can ask me what this is regarding.
Okay. I was like,
As I said, I'm in the customer care division here at the airline. And
okay.
According to my records, recently your family flew with us.
We did, yeah. Absolutely.
Can you tell me how many were in your party?
How many?
Yes.
It was me, my husband, and my daughter.
Okay, good. I have the right group then.
Can I ask why you're asking that?
The reason that I'm calling you today is I'm letting you know that your baby has been added to the no-fly list.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you just say my baby?
Yes.
My baby's what?
The baby that you brought on board our plane will no longer be allowed to fly on our airline or any other airline for the foreseeable future.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're talking about my baby. You're talking about my baby right now?
Well, according to the flight attendants and other passengers, your baby was a total nightmare during the flight.
I'm sorry. Did you just say my baby was a nightmare?
Yes, I did say that, and I keep having to repeat myself. Are we having a problem communicating?
Well, I'm sorry. Can you tell me your name again and exactly where you're calling from?
Okay, once again, repeating myself. Yes, my name is Casey Ryback, calling from Airlines.
Okay. Are you really calling me right now to to talk about my...
Let me ask you a question. I guess this is going to be a harder conversation than I thought. Are you on the phone? Are you on the phone right now?
Am I on the phone right now?
Another question.
I'm
if you could just answer.
You.
Yes, you are. So yes, I am really calling you.
Wow, you got a pair, huh? I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Well...
I'm sorry, you're worrying about putting a baby on a no-fly list? Shouldn't you worry about, like, terrorists and stuff on your plane? Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, we worry about them, too, but your baby was apparently out of control, and I'm just calling to let you know she
out
will
of
not...
control?
Yes.
Out of control? My baby is an infant. Out of control? Oh, I'm so sorry. She was crying. I'm sorry. Turbulence actually doesn't make my baby happy.
Okay, well...
I'm sorry.
According to reports, she wasn't crying like normal babies. Apparently, it was...
I'm sorry. What is her cry? How is her crying different from a normal, quote-unquote, normal baby? What do they cry like?
All I know is the information that I've been given, and apparently she had a general bad attitude and disregard for others, and we don't stand...
She's a baby!
Well, just because she's a baby doesn't mean she can act like one.
Oh, my God.
She's flying on an airline. She's flying on an airline. She needs to act appropriately. And I'm sorry, if she were 21 years old and was causing a ruckus on a plane, we would not let her fly again. So we can't make exceptions.
Okay, but my baby is 1.5. She's not 21 years old.
Well, maybe you want to wait.
Let me finish. Would you like to try and tell a 1.5-year-old not to cry when their ears are popping?
I'm sure that's difficult. I'm sure that's difficult, but you might have thought about that before you took her on a plane, because that happens. Maybe in 20 years, when she's 21, she can actually fly again. But for right now, your baby has been grounded.
You can't punish a baby for being a f***ing baby,
well,
f***ing moron.
It's just not that. I mean, she was even rude to our troops.
How the hell was my baby rude to the freaking troops?
Well, we got an email from a passenger on that plane. He had apparently just gotten back from active duty in the Middle East. And
well,
we like to support our troops.
Okay.
Well, yes, thank you to him. But apparently he was sitting next to your baby, and he said it was worse than being involved in a war.
Are you kidding me right now?
And that is why we have to add your baby to the no-fly list.
Now, there's no way that my baby is worse than being in active duty?
Well, that's what this soldier said, and you know what? I'm a good American, and I like to respect our soldiers, unlike your baby, who apparently would like to be in another country.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Does your baby not realize all that they've done for us to protect our rights?
No, because she's 1.5 years old. What do you expect her to know?
So you're admitting it. Your baby doesn't care about the troops.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. My baby doesn't care about the troops. She doesn't even know what the f*** troops are, you f***ing idiot.
All right. Well, what if I tell you that this is a prank phone call? Does that change anything?
No, I really don't give a what the hell this is. I don't care.
But I'm trying to tell you that this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your husband, Daryl, set you up.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. He told me you got a lot of weird looks from people when you were on a flight the other day because your baby wouldn't stop crying. It's a joke. Your baby has not been added to the no-fly list. But I'm still skeptical if your baby supports the troops or not. Sounds like she doesn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.